on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Glenn Stanton joins us from Focus on the Family, and we'll take a little time to take a closer look at a topic covered in the Daily Citizen. If you want to go to the Daily Citizen, you can do that at dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. Glenn, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me, and it's good to be with you on this Friday.
Yeah, well, as the winter storm rolls through, what, 40 states, I guess, we look back at a week that, you know, had plenty of headlines, including last Sunday when a group of people, and we'll talk about who they were in our discussion, entered a St. Paul church to protest ICE. And my understanding was they became aware that a pastor there, an ICE agent who lives locally, was also a pastor at that church. But Glenn, I'm sure you know more, and you've taken time to cover at least one or two articles that covered it at the Daily Citizen.
Yeah, we have covered this topic very, very seriously because this is a very, very serious story. What happened in St. Paul, Minnesota last Sunday is a church, a Baptist church, good Bible-believing Baptist church called Cities Church, was intentionally interrupted by radical, many of them BLM activists that were angry that the bivocational pastor at that church, he's a guy with two jobs. He's a pastor, but he also is a field director, a local field director for the federal ICE agency. He is gainfully employed to help enforce immigration law in Minneapolis. And that was a bridge too far for these radical activists. So they, a whole bunch of them, and video of it is all over the internet, and it's really horrible. They just entered the church, stood up, and occupied the church service and interrupted the church service. And there's video of them prior to this saying, "We are going to go someplace. We're not going to tell you where, but we are going to go someplace and we are going to interrupt what is happening there." This is on a Sunday morning, you know, like, where else are they going to go? And they went to a church and children were frightened. Mothers were frightened. It was chaos. The pastor had no idea what was going on. He is witnessing radical liberal activists just entering his church and taking over his service. That is not free speech. That is not protesting. That is domestic terrorism. It is terrorizing citizens. Here's what happened, Steve. These people went into a church and violated the rights of American citizens to assemble for a religious service in order to empower and protect the lives of non-citizens who are being taken out of our country because they are criminals. That is what happened. That it was the invasion that took place in Cities Church in St. Paul, Minnesota this past Sunday.
Yeah, boy, there's so much. You go down so many different rabbit holes when it comes to discussion on immigration and how arrests are happening and how protesters are, not being peaceful. So many different rabbit holes, which I really want to try to avoid. The focus here on the non-First Amendment speech that was done by these like you said, a radical leftist progressive people with an ideology that is very contrary to the church that they went. Although I would say this, in given the right behavior, they're welcome there.
Absolutely.
the door is open and they should have come in and sat down and, you know, if they wanted to join in the worship service. However, what occurred is exactly what you said. And I think, something else that, now, you know, I attend a large church in Albuquerque, where, we have a safety team, most of which are comprised of, either former military or former police, or, federal agents, and are highly trained, to provide the safety that they do. Essentially they're sheepdogs, in our community, and God bless them for the service they gave prior to what they're doing, or, you know, some of them may still be, active, but, so much appreciate what they do. However, there's so many smaller churches. Now listen, some smaller churches have got the safety down, just as well as the, yeah, the large church that I attend. But how important it is, to balance, being, prepared, having our head on a swivel, understanding what's happening around us. Yes. You know, and if this happened in your church, you know, I say it often on this show, practice makes permanent, whether it's practice getting your daily time in the Word of God, or, situations like this that I may be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think will become more and more, kind of the norm. You know, we look back at history, and not so far from you, the shooting in Littleton, Colorado at Columbine High School, was a shock to the community. Yes. And it's become a daily thing, really. Oh, another one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it is important that as the body of Christ, that we continue to be image bearers. But at the same time, you know what, is, proper to do in a situation like this. I know after it occurred, I was online, and although I think it's important we call attention to the fact that this was not okay. And I think we've done that. We need to hold up a mirror, look at ourselves and say, all right, with all that keyboard courage you have, be careful what you're going out there saying in social media in regards to this, how you would have responded to it. And I've seen some stuff that I thought, was, hey man, nope, that wouldn't have been okay. You would have been actually in really big trouble. To educate ourselves and get the training we need from these sheepdogs that know, what kind of action to take.
Right.
It's going to become, I guess I'm prognosticating, but, it's going to become more and more common. And especially after it happens like this in the public square, where people have seen it and it's been all over the news, that, trust me, there's people out there that, saw it, and, it's going to give them the courage to perhaps do that or worse. So, Glenn, any thoughts on the body of Christ moving forward as we see what happened in St. Paul?
Yeah. Well, no, thankfully the three ringleaders of this church invasion last Sunday were arrested yesterday by federal agents, and they needed to be, because this was trespassing. This was disruption. It is against the law to interrupt religious services. And so we need to, as Christians, know our rights about those kinds of things. But you're right, like having your head on a swivel, we need to be aware of, the local authorities in St. Paul and Minneapolis, are not really doing anything about this invasion. It took the federal government to step up and say, these Christians at City Church in St. Paul have rights to assemble peaceably and not be interrupted. And so we need to be mindful that this is the age that we are living in, where we are seeing a major American city allowing this kind of disruption of a Christian service to happen. And not every town is going to see this, but many towns could see this in the future, in the very near future, because when they let this just happen by the local authorities in Minneapolis and St. Paul, it emboldens other bad actors to do the same in their cities. And so we have to be prayerful. We have to be mindful. We have to be wise, but we have to be shrewd as serpents and realize that there's really, really very bad, evil actors out there that are standing up under the false auspices of protest and First Amendment rights of speech. But that's not what this is at all. This is the disruption of lawfulness. That is exactly what this is. That is exactly what happened to Renee Good when she was tragically shot. She was interrupting official business, and she was doing it intentionally. You can't do that, and you can't interrupt church services either. But that is the kind of lawlessness that we are seeing here. And unfortunately, too many of our community leaders, particularly in St. Paul and in Minneapolis, are allowing it to happen. And that's why the federal government is having to step in here.
And, you know, I think it's important mentioning what happened to Ms. Good in Minneapolis, or in that, I don't know if it was in a suburb, but what happened to her was not because of her interrupting what was going on, but because of use of a deadly weapon against a federal officer. And I think it's important that we say that. Because
and that's the point, Steve. She didn't just find herself in that situation. She went there intentionally with a number of other people to impede and interrupt.
Yeah, bad idea.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Bad idea. Well, I would encourage the listener to go to the Daily Citizen. Again, it's the Daily Citizen, actually dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com will get you there, and you can do a search for this article that we're covering. Was DOJ arrests three activists who disrupted city's church service in St. Paul. But wise as serpents, gentle as doves, shrewd as serpents, you say, gentle as doves, and where to find that balance, and to be prepared, and, you know when you're, in a, you know, a green mode, a yellow mode, an orange mode, and a red mode. To get, if you don't, you know, if you're not aware of the training, find the training, for you and your congregation, and be well prepared to act and behave as we should, as husbands and fathers and Christians in situations like this. You know, the other thing we didn't mention, you know, you mentioned the civic leaders that you know failed to speak out against this. If you think that might be the case in your community, please remember to be registered to vote. When have opportunity, exercise that freedom that we have. That is a huge difference. And with that in mind, actually, here in New Mexico, the roundhouse just underway this week. So be praying for our legislators in Santa Fe that things that may impact things like this that happened in St. Paul, you know, will be well governed, and pray that God's wisdom is with those that we have elected to represent us. Glenn, I always appreciate your insight. Now this article, often we'll share an article from you. This is an article by Jeff Johnston, a contributor to the Daily Citizen. But appreciate your time and look forward to getting an update again real soon.
Yep. I look forward to it as well, Steve. Thank you, man. And blessings to you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.